coming up on March 27th. It's the first ever Anna and Raven Greenwich of Cadillac Dance-a-thon, and it benefits Tiny Miracles Foundation, which is an incredible group that helps parents of premature babies in Fairfield and New Haven counties. Now, the real reason why we're doing this event is because in July of 2020, my cousin Tina, who I'm very close to, lost her baby boy after 2 days. So, Tina, I was hoping that you could tell your story of baby Lucas and why we've been so passionate about trying to give back to Tiny Miracles and helping other parents that were like you.
Yeah, of course.
And so, you better not cry, because I'll cry.
I'm trying not to.
Okay. All right.
Already.
Okay.
So this was my first pregnancy after trying a year and a half to get pregnant and multiple fertility treatments. We did succeed. We did get pregnant. And then everything was going well up until about 5 months turning six. Then I started getting some cramping and bleeding, and routinely they asked me to come in. And within a short 24-hour period, I learned that I was giving birth with a classical C-section.
Now, we should also mention, Tina, and this is the part that kills me the most, is that this was a peak pandemic, July of 2020. So it was just you and your husband, Lorenzo, by yourselves.
Right. And one of the things actually that sticks out to me the most from what happened was hearing my mom screaming and crying when my husband delivered the news of what was going on. It was just so isolating and so scary to just be going through it in general. And that really helped solidify a bond, actually, with all of the staff and the nurses and the doctors and the NICU nurses for Lucas. And there's nothing like it. And I still have a high respect for all that they do for everyone. And basically, after that, I gave birth, and it was like a mad dash to get him breathing, you know, and they did. I didn't even get to see him for 6 hours. And that, on top of everything else, was more torture. When I finally did, though, it was like an indescribable feeling. We had 2 good days with him. And unfortunately, after everything that they could do, they told us that there was nothing else that can happen. And he was just too small for the big fight. But he did fight for 2 days. He was very strong and he tried, but he couldn't make it, unfortunately.
I'm just so proud of you.
I know. Thank
you. You know? So to have to lose your first baby after trying and going through so many rounds, and then, you know, the rest of us, all the cousins, and it's like none of us will know the pain that you had to go through. And we just love you so much because you were always our baby. And to watch you have to lose your baby was the hardest thing we ever had to do. Doing this is such a small step to, like, we're going to remember Lucas. You know, we buried him and we're going to remember him. And he's part of our family and we love him and we love you. And there is a rainbow.
There is.
Yeah. Tina is pregnant.
Yeah.
And baby Joey is coming in July.
Yep.
Yeah. And foundations like Tiny Miracles are a great foundation that supports these NICUs in the area and helps parents like Tina who are born with premature babies. And if you can't make it to the event and you just want to make a contribution, that is greatly appreciated too. You can do that right now at star999.com. Just click on the dance-a-thon. We hope you'll join us on March 27th.